At a certain point, you need to take the 3 points, okay? We knew first half they were coming, and it's a new side in the championship and at home packed. So, you know, it's going to be difficult. So that's why we said, okay, first half, we need to be solid at the back and like save some energy because it's very hot as well. Second half, we stepped it up and I think we hurt them. And then we need to put the second goal in the net with an open chance of Callum Harriott. If you score that goal, I think you clinch the game. And then, yeah, you know, if you don't take the moments and you don't score the second goal, that yeah, they're going to start pushing and score a goal. And at the end, they were still pushing for 2-1. And I was like, after all, I'm happy because we took a point. But if you see the game, I think yeah, we could have taken easily 3 points.
Was there that feeling in the dugout, as there was, I think, up in the press box, that when Callum missed that chance, it would be a turning point?
Yeah, I knew. You know, in football, that's the law in football. If you don't put the ball away, the second goal, then they will still try to push you. And, you know, with a lot of people in the 18-yard box, one ball can change the game, and that's what happened. But again, I'm happy because it was interesting for me to see how some my new signings from abroad were coping with this division. And okay, especially if I need to name two names, I think Gudmundsson and Vito Kele were outstanding. And I think the fans already love them, especially Igor. And I think they backed us up when we had a difficult first half. So hopefully we can bring him a lot of joy this season. And I want to thank them for their support. And I'm very unhappy that I couldn't give them the 3 points.
It must be very satisfying to you, though, Bob, that, as you say, they're Igor and Johan and one or two others as well, backed up their pre-season by demonstrating to you in the championship that they can play at a good level.
Yeah, I think I knew with Igor I worked. I know him already since he was 17, so I know what his qualities are. And he's an exciting player. And I think at this moment he's not even on the best of his game. So he will progress once he gets fitter, because the pre-season is still a bit in the lake. But again, we were looking for a team and tried to work together as a team. I think we did well. Difficult side to play, Brentford away. So most important thing is that we get 1 point and we go to the next game.
Is there a sense of relief now, though, that the season's underway and that pre-season, and it's been a long pre-season for Charlton, a lot of matches, is out of the way now?
Yeah, I think everybody's a bit relieved, and also the fans, they didn't know what to expect as well, because new manager, new players. So hopefully they're a bit satisfied today. Unlucky we didn't take the 3 points, but I think if we keep on progressing this way, that we're going to have a good season.
Is it fair to say after today that your expectations are good now, Bob, that they've been raised slightly by the fact that you've done so well today?
I don't think we need to get expectations. I think we need to see game after game, because it's a long season, and we don't need to think because we played some good football sometimes today that we already need to look higher up. We need to be very humble, work hard, and try to get as many points as possible.